What's going on, Black Is family? This is your host, Brother Malcolm, and welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. In fact, this is a welcome back edition of Culture Connection because I have been away and enjoying myself in the United Kingdom, in Europe, in Paris, in Brighton, in Liverpool, Manchester, London, London town. I am back, and I'm so happy to be back and to tell you guys all about my travels and my journey and truly the real connections I made culturally in across the pond. So I couldn't do this without you all know her, mother, wife, child of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the head negress of this charge. Sister KC Layman, what's up?
Hello, everyone. I'm tearing up.
So I am, I'm back. Wow.
Yay, he's back.
We had such a great time, and KC and I did some extensive Skyping.
Yeah, we had millions of Skype conversations.
Little FaceTime. She either caught me at the crack of dawn or I caught her at the crack of dawn.
Yes.
I said, Lord, nobody should see either of us at this early in the morning. But that's what you got to do when you are 8 hours ahead.
Yes.
On either side.
Yes.
But I want to thank you because, you know, Black Is, again, was a huge reason why I was across the pond, and so thank you again.
You're very welcome.
This was a life-changing experience, KC. It really opened my eyes to a world that I had never seen, obviously. But more importantly, I came to some realizations that, one, if I feel like it's your human right to travel the world. And if you don't have that, if you have the opportunity to travel and you don't, shame on you. If you don't have the opportunity, whether it's because of finances or whatnot, we got to get you a campaign started. Or start, maybe you can start by going to Mexico or going to Canada, something, but get out of the United States. And I say that because perspective on anything is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And you know, for me, what I was excited about going across the pond was to visit and connect with artists who identify as part of the African diaspora. And I had an experience that can only be described as awe-inspiring. So this week, I just wanted to give people maybe a little snippet of what the next few weeks is going to look like. We're going to have some slideshows of my time there. We're also going to have some video clips of different artists that we've interviewed, and we're really excited. We have an exclusive interview with the genius Omar Lifehook. We did a great interview with Omar in his studio, and that was awesome. We also interviewed some different folks in the community, in the art scene in London and in the UK. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with everyone, KC. And I don't know, it's really hard to put into words feeling happiness and excitement and discovery every single day.
I can only imagine. Actually, no, I've had that experience before.
Yeah.
So I know what you're talking about.
It's one of those moments where you just, every day is a new adventure, and
yes,
you're appreciative of everything you do.
Yes.
You're like, nothing is, people are like, do you want to do this? You're like, sure. It's new. Yeah.
Why not?
You know, please mind the gap. The doors are now closing. That was my daily reminder from the underground tube. My gosh. Please mind the gap. The doors are now closing. Please mind the gap. The doors are now closing. They're very polite about, please get your butt in the train. You will get hurt. Because, you know, these gaps are huge. You're talking about there could be between the platform and the train, not only could the platform be, I don't know, 5 to 6 inches higher than the train,
mm-hmm.
and you have to step down into the train, mm-hmm. but there could be a gap between the platform and the train of maybe a foot.
Yeah. You don't want to get like, trapped.
You do not want to get trapped. So when she says, please mind the gap, the doors are now closing, you might want to listen and hear what she says. But I'm just excited to share the journey with you all. And rather than sit and talk to you about it every week, we're going to start us off with some audio, some video, and some visual. So this week, to get us started on the Culture Connection journey, I'm just going to give you a slideshow of some of the most beautiful images you will ever see in your life, ladies and gentlemen. No, I am an amateur photographer, and one of my personal quests or personal challenges was that I would take the art of photography, document my experience, and hopefully my photographic eye would come through. So I'm hoping that you will enjoy these photos. And I'm excited for the next few weeks because we're going to have so much content about the UK. And I thank you for bearing with us as we went away for a while. We're back. We're going to have an amazing summer here on Culture Connection. There's so much going on in LA. Casey, is LA going down this summer?
Yes, LA is cracking.
I'm sure other places are cracking, but the concert series alone in LA right now is ridiculous. Grand performances, Hollywood Bowl, jazz everywhere.
Kiss and Grind
with Quest Love.
For a Michael Jackson party?
Help us, Lord. Help us. I mean, it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah,
so this is going to be a great summer. The weather's been great, and we're happy to be back home. And so we hope that you enjoy the slideshow that is below. And
Or above,
or to the left, or to the right. Wherever it is, click on it and enjoy. And remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And as they say in the UK, cheers, mate.
Peace.